88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. K210 EO Santa Paula. K210 CH Venture. K206 AA Laguna Beach. K208 AM Newport Beach. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio. Ever notice how the music sounds better on a Friday? That's because it's Friday on a Friday. With Julie Slater and Jason Friday. On the SoCal Sound.
Bones Radiohead. Welcome to a Friday. Here comes Jason Friday.
Hello, I am here.
That's hello. You out of breath. Hello, it's Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
It is Friday on a Friday, the best day of the friggin' week.
Oh, yeah.
How you been, Jason Friday?
Just delightful.
How'd you like those Oscars, huh?
They were nuts.
Diane Warren did not win, so she's got 16 Oscar losses under her belt.
I know.
But she's ready to go. She already thinks she already wrote one that's going to make her 17th nomination.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
It was funny to watch it because everything was going as we had anticipated. And then all of a sudden, a hard left.
Did you just eat pickles?
Yeah.
You have pickle breath. You don't go on the radio with tuna or pickle breath.
Tuna.
Just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a shocker when Demi Moore didn't win. But we kind of thought that it's funny, although I'm going all over the place.
Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet didn't win.
Right.
I actually thought that we were right and that he was going to win. Adrian Brody just snuck right in there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There was a lot of unexpected. I mean, Anora, they brought home the most. It was nuts. It was crazy.
Yeah, and because it was an independent film, that one guy walked away with four.
I know.
He made history.
Literally.
By being the only person to walk home with four Oscars for the same film in 1 year. That's bananas.
Amazing.
But that's like 100 years ago, Jason Friday.
Yes.
Here we are. We're in March now. I don't know if you realized.
We've got
Adam Duritz from County Crows, who's our artist in residence.
Woo!
He's going to be guest DJing tomorrow. He's going to be right here.
That's
you want to leave him a note? Like, hey, bro, what up?
I should. I'll be like, hey, man, remember when you watched my band at South by Southwest 13 years ago? Yeah, it was fun.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did he give you a wink? Like, good job?
He did, and then he lit up something to smoke. Yeah, it was good.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. All right, we're going to make, we like to make dreams come true. Isn't that true, Jason Friday?
It's very true.
We have a friend, Michelle Shires, who is, by the way, an amazing photographer and rock photographer.
Oh, yes.
If you look at my photos at julieslater.com, she took those pictures and they're awesome.
They are.
Her husband is Ed Shires, and he's in a band. I don't know if they've done anything in the last couple of years, but, we thought we'd play the band.
Yeah.
So it's Adam, another Adam, and Ed. They're in a band. I hope I pronounced this right. He's going to introduce the song for us, Macabres. So they're from London, England.
Right.
But I guess the band is here in L.A.
Yeah, I guess
we don't have a lot of information on this.
We don't, but they are beautiful humans, very, very talented at their trades. And so this will be exciting to...
We're going to let Ed do all the DJing on this one. Are you ready? Are you ready, Ed? Ready? Let it rip.
I'm Ed from London, England. And what I like most about the SoCal sound is Julie Slater playing the Macabres' Original Sin. Coming up next.
Do the time if she don't get the fun from it.
get the fun from it.
You can hear The Weekend Knocking.
Friday on a Friday with Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
On 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Supermarket. Before that, we had the Macabres, Original Sin. Ed Shires plays drums in that band. Oh, hey, Ed. How'd you like hearing your song on the radio?
Yeah, it was great. Thanks so much for that.
Great accent.
I know.
Great accent, Jason Friday. Ed is listening right now. He's mad.
Ed, I love you dearly. You silence that. No, I always go over the top with anything just because it's funnier.
Their song was Original Sin. You'd be surprised how many Original Sin songs there are if you go to Spotify and look it up.
I know a
There's
few
a lot
bands.
Of sinners out there. Yeah. Ed Shires.
Yeah, what's your truth, buddy? Huh?
Okay, we were so lucky to see Lucy Dacus at the Huntington Botanical Gardens.
Oh, yes.
She's coming back to the Greek, which we are totally going to have to go to that, May 14th and 15th. Kind of feels weird. I'm still staying in these cool temps. I don't want summer to arrive. But that will be summertime and a great show. The new album is Forever is a Feeling, which comes out on the 28th. But one of the songs, so she played a lot of new songs that aren't even out yet.
Yeah.
It was such a great show.
So cool. So special. Everybody was, literally, you could hear the pin drop on the ground.
The pin? You do a lot of pee popping.
I know.
Don't you like that I'm here to correct you for everything that you do wrong?
Yes, thank you.
One of the songs, I was surprised we didn't have this in our library. I had to download it. It is the song Night Shift, which was really fun hearing her perform recently. Yep. And Night Shift is going back to her album Historian. It's kind of like two songs in one, so it's like a bonus.
Ooh.
Are you ready for some Lucy Dacus?
I am.
Dacus. Not Dacus. Dacus. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
The first time I tasted somebody else's spit, I had a coughing fit. I mistakenly called them by your name. I was let down, it wasn't the same. I'm doing fine, trying to derail my one-track mind, regaining my self-worth in record time. But I can't help but think of your other in the bed that was mine. Am I masochist, resisting urges to punch you in the teeth, call you a bitch and leave? Why did I come here to sit and watch you stare at your feet? What was the plan? Absolve your guilt and shake hands. I feel no need to forgive, but I might as well. But let me kiss your lips so I know how it felt. Pay for my coffee and leave before the sun goes down. Walk 4 hours in the dark, feeling all hell. Don't hold your breath, forget you ever saw me at my best. You don't deserve what you don't respect. got a 9 to 5, so I'll take the night shift. And I'll never see you again if I can help it. In 5 years, I hope the songs feel like covers dedicated to new lovers. You got a 9 to 5, so I'll take the night shift, and I'll
around you. Yes, I'm gonna roll around you. Like a cat rolls around, so does it my deals. Ooh, and I'm gonna kiss you like the sun around.
You know what's crazy? Huh. That is from the album This Is All Yours, and it came out 11 years ago. Jason was just reacting to me telling him that. That is Alt-J, Every Other Freckle. We were on a little revisit to Alt-J last weekend.
Yeah.
Just enjoying, you know, we hate to be braggers, but we got to sit front row center, Hollywood Bowl for Alt-J, and no one can ever take that away from us. Also, the band... who was the opener? Best Coast, who aren't even a band anymore.
Yeah, they don't even have, by the way, they don't have a front row section anymore.
They don't. They got rid of it, right?
Yep.
Is it standing now? It's like moved back. The front is moved back.
Yep.
And is there like a pit or no?
I don't even think there is. Yeah. I think it's just the stage is moved out. Anyways, go to my Instagram and go back to, I think it was 2015, so 10 years ago. And look
and you'll
for
see us front row. Your Instagram is J Frizzaday.
That's correct.
I'm sure that'll be easy to find everybody. Okay, so this is Friday and a Friday. We have some fun as we get you into the weekend. I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. Yeah. There are archives of this great program. You go to the SoCalSound.org or check out the free SoCalSound app.
Yeah.
And by the way, when you download that app, you are in the running for 4 sold-out tickets for Mumford & Sons at the Hollywood Palladium on the 20th.
Is that real?
Do you listen to the station?
I do.
Anyway, you can archive the show. You go to the on-air schedule. You look on Friday. There's Friday and Friday. Oh, you know, not that anyone cares about the Oscars anymore, but we had that great Oscars program last week that people got to re-listen.
It was really fun. Yeah, I enjoyed
it. It was a good time.
That.
Wait till next year. Ooh. It's going to be even more fun.
Oh, yeah. It's going
to
be nuts.
Okay, so I always like to tease next week's album dive. I pick a brand new record, and we really dig into it all week long. So next week, every weekday, just after 12 noon, we're going to check out Sasami's record and also hear from Sasami, who came in for an interview and a performance. But we're going to play a brand new song. Her album, Blood on the Silver Screen, just came out today. So a song that has never been played on the air just yet is coming up next as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Hi there, it's me, Mookie. I'll tell you how I got this nickname, but you'll have to tune in for that. Afternoon Drive, 2 to 6 p.m. weekdays only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. I'll see you there.
The SoCal Sound has tickets to see The Head and the Heart at the Greek Theater on September 28th. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible for a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. The Head and the Heart, the Greek Theater, September 28th.
Honeybee, could you imagine where our lives would lead?
Supporters include Golden Voice presenting the Red Clay Strays for one night only on Sunday, July 20th at the Greek Theater. Tickets on sale now at AXS.com.
Me the way I am. support comes from Laguna Playhouse, presenting a new madcap murder mystery musical, The Remarkable Mr. Holmes, Wednesday, March 5th through Sunday, March 30th. Sherlock Holmes is back with an all-new mystery to solve and a new sidekick. In this fast-paced, wildly comedic show, Holmes must solve a series of baffling crimes without the help of his trusted partner. This over-the-top roller coaster of musical mayhem is packed with wild wordplay, red herrings, and zany surprises. Tickets are available at LagunaPlayhouse.com and at the box office at 949-497-ARTS.
Hey, everybody. I'm Brett Denham.
Hello, this is Zach from Cayucas.
We're Minna and Kelly from Daisy the Great.
This is Courtney Marie Andrews.
This is Taylor Goldsmith from Dawes.
This is Hannah Jadagu.
Hi, this is Alex from Sports Team.
This is Marcus King, and you're listening to the SoCal Sound.
Hey, this is Hannah Joy from Middle Kids. Support public radio in Southern California by making a donation at thesocalsound.org.
Hi, this is Sasami. And it's Friday on a Friday with Julie Slater and Jason Friday on the SoCal Sound.
Sasami for the weekend off the brand spanking new record, A Blood on the Silver Screen. That had some expletives in it.
Ooh.
But fear not, FCC and CSUN. I Slatered those.
Oh,
I
yes.
did a great Slater edit on that.
Yeah.
That one caught me. I almost aired that one, but then I was listening. I was like, oh, hey, got to get rid of those. So we're going to do an album dive into that record from Sasami every weekday next week, just after 12 noon, our 88.5 album dive. Sasami has played keyboards with King Tuff. Sasami was in Cherry Glazer, another band we love.
Yeah, right. You said that. I was like, what?
And I feel like, oh, and she almost was in the band Heim for a little bit.
That's
those
right.
Those tales coming up. I'm going to play clips from my interview with Sasami all next week, so that's going to be fun. So this is a new song. You haven't even heard this one, Jason Friday.
Okay.
It's from the band called Youth Lagoon. Youth Lagoon is basically this one guy, Trevor Powers, From Boise, Idaho. I think it's so interesting to hear people's music, like wherever they're from.
Right.
Like, wow, you're originally from Boise, Idaho. Like, yeah. That totally makes an imprint on you.
Right.
So anyway, there is a new record out, which is called Rarely Do I Dream. And I just, the first time I listened to the song, I loved it. It's called Gumshoe Dracula for Arkansas.
From Arkansas.
Yeah, how about that?
That's wild.
It's new music from Youth Lagoon. It's on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
right through me. Can't you understand? Oh, my little girl, all I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary. They can only do spoken to be broken. Feelings are intense, words are trivial. Pleasure remains, so does the pain. Words are meaningless and forgettable.
Of the band Anne Berlin. Ever heard of them?
Just a little.
We've got some huge news. We've announced this show, but let's talk about it again.
Yeah.
Your band, Rival Tides, is opening for Anne Berlin at the Novo.
Yes.
Next Friday.
That is correct.
The 14th.
See.
You can get tickets at RivalTides.com. And this is what's great. It's an early show. Doors at 6. You're going on at 6:20, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Anne Berlin is awesome.
It's so great. We got a last-minute email. Our set times were for way later. Things have changed. Please, it'll be fine. We'll have a good time.
I'll be there.
Yep.
Meg Robb's flying in
from
Portland.
Yeah, we got a lot of...
It's going to be some good times.
A lot of support. Yep.
So it's Anne Berlin, Rival Tides, and some others at the Novo on the 14th. We're going to play Rival Tides a little bit later. We're going to keep people in suspense.
Oh.
We've got, I believe it was a Virginia trio,
yeah.
Helmyra. I just heard this song this week. Apparently, they got have you ever heard this term? A huge buzz is going on with this band.
Yeah.
People are going nuts for it. So we're going to play this song. It is called Arizona. We had a song about Arkansas. Now we're going to Arizona. It's Palmyra. Palmyra.
Nice.
It's brand new music, Jason.
I love it.
Brand new. 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
81.
First time in a while.
that I'll forget this one someday. Lose the little things more every time we see. Write them down and take a picture, but it's not enough. I'll have a drink out in the desert, morning coffee, born again inside the head of someone unsure of who they're supposed to be. Walking outside labyrinthian over cracks along under the trees. I know this town grounded in a compass, cardinal landing in the dogwood. I keep going over it over and over. My steps iterate my shame. How come every outcome such come down? Lately afternoon with the shades drawn down. Kept saying I just wanna see it. Saying what's wrong with that? Needle shaking, outlines in a compass. Every outcome such a come down. I knew it when I saw it. So I did just what I wanted. So I saw your boyfriend at the Port Authority, sword upon the place. Well, so I averted my stride on a quick one. It's coming back, we're going over your place, huh? I feel like we could forget about it. I feel like I could mellow out. I don't feel undone in a big way. There's nothing really bad to be upset about. When I thought I was getting better, I woke up on the step back on the come down. As if I needed a reminder. Oh, I do own it, but I wonder. So I go through with this. Walking out in the nighttime, springtime, needling my way home. I saw Leah on the bus a few months ago. I saw some old friends at her funeral. My steps keep splitting my grief through these solipsistic moods. I should call my parents when I think of them. Should tell my friends when I love them. Maybe I should have gone out a bit more when you guys are still in town. I got to caught up in my life, how every outcome such come down.
wouldn't be Friday without Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday
on the SoCal Sound.
The Optimist. Swears hope dies last, and shoots the lamplight clean from the brake man's hand. It's always the darkest right before the end. And you could say that no one here really believes. In the future, imperfection, that things aren't what they seem. Like a sucker with a scratcher, with a dream.
Stabbing at the ashtray like it might give up the truth, like it might finally confess who else you nearly faithful to. Me up and drove by the light of the moon. 4 hours to the desert from the drawing room. This year's wine tasted suspicious, but just enough like love. God must be with the outcasts, 'cause when I call, you come. At this late hour, won't have to beg mercy for defeat. Just drop your hands the way love taught you. Ash white and voodoo, deathless as a weed. I like to keep you. I'm starting to feel like, how long can you love someone for the weakness they conceal?
Songs from last year, Father John Misty and Screamland.
So good.
Do you ever see those memes that say, hey, want to meet up and just scream together?
Yeah.
Just trying to get through 2025. We also played Pine Grove and the old song Old Friends, because the new song that we played, I'm going to try to figure out how to say that name, Palmyra.
Right.
We played the new song Arizona from Palmyra, and I don't know, they had a little bit of an angst of Pine Grove a little bit. So then I wanted to mix in some Pine Grove, and it sounded very lovely, Jason Friday.
It sure did.
What's the big plans for the weekend? Oh, you got to rehearse for your big show at the Novo next Friday.
Yeah.
Opening for Anne Berlin at 6:20 p.m.
Oh, wait, I'm not off work yet.
We'll meet you guys downtown at 4 p.m. Yeah. Have a little beverage beforehand, maybe. It'll be a fun show. Tickets, it's Rival Tides is your band.
Yep.
And you guys have tickets on sale at rivaltides.com at the Novo on the 14th.
That's right.
It's going to be super fun.
Super stoked. I've never played there. It'll be the biggest show we've played in L.A., so that'll be fun, aside from festivals. But yeah, in L.A.,
haven't you been on the Warped Tour?
Warped Tour. Warped Tour. Yeah. Handful
and
of times.
You've obviously played with Slater Friday. Hey, we played Pershing Square once.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. 90-minute set, everybody. 90.
I wish you were there when I played. I opened up for Led Zepp again. And that was a huge crowd at night at Pershing Square.
Incredible.
That was really, really fun.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. It is the weekend. Take some time for yourself and block out the noise. Hopefully we can be a part of that.
Yes.
But also turn everything off and just block it out and breathe. Breathe a little bit, my friend. I thought we'd play a little OG Rival Tides.
Oh.
I've always liked this song, Maybe. It's a little softer than what you guys normally play.
Okay.
But I believe your drummer, Greg, said that you guys might bring it back into the fold. Not probably at next week's show.
Right.
But soon. Soon. Okay. RT is going to bring it back.
Okay.
All right. Well, until next time, my pretties. I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
And it's Friday on a Friday.
Woo!
88.5.
The SoCal Sound.